In Bosnia, the ballots from Saturday's presidential election have mostly been counted. It appears that the Muslim candidate, Alija Izetbegović, will have the most votes. If the current voting trend holds up, he will chair the three-member collective presidency set to govern Bosnia in the post-war period. It won't be an easy task. Throughout the war, Izetbegović presided over the Muslim-dominated Bosnian government in Sarajevo. The other two positions on the presidency will go to a Serb and a Croat, both of whom were enemies of Izetbegović in wartime. From Sarajevo, NPR's Tom Jolton reports.
Governing by committee would be a challenge under the best of conditions. The collective presidency that will soon rule Bosnia brings together three men with diametrically opposed ideas of how their country should be organized. Alija Izetbegović, set to be the chairman, is seen by many Serbs and Croats in Bosnia as a radical Muslim leader who dreams of establishing an Islamic state here. His two colleagues on the presidency, the top Serb and Croat vote-getters in the election, are meanwhile viewed with contempt by many Muslims because they're both nationalists who've advocated a division of Bosnia along ethnic lines. Mirza Hajric, an Izetbegović advisor, thinks of the presidency meetings he'll soon be sitting in on and takes a deep breath.
It's going to be tough, but if we have a backing of international community, I think there is a good chance that next elections would produce a presidency and other institutions of the state which would be of a much, much greater confidence that this country would keep together.
The collective presidency does not have big decisions to make. Most government authority in Bosnia has been decentralized to the Serb Republic on one side and the Muslim Croat Federation on the other. But even the little presidency decisions will be difficult, like where to hold the meetings. Serb nationalists say the collective presidency should meet along the boundary between the two sides of Bosnia to emphasize that the country is divided. The meeting question has a lot of symbolic importance, and it was near the top of the agenda this afternoon when Assistant Secretary of State John Kornblum met with Izetbegović.
We did talk about, of course, the necessity of having the joint presidency meet here in Sarajevo, and that for us is quite important. Sarajevo is the capital of the country, and this demonstrates that there is, in fact, a unified state by meeting in the capital of the country.
Once the three members of the presidency settle on where to hold their meetings, they'll move on to other pressing questions, like whether everyone in Bosnia should have the same color license plate. As things now stand, Muslim, Croat, and Serb authorities issue separate license plates, a convenience to police forces who like to stop cars coming into their territory from another entity. Decisions on the collective presidency are to be taken by consensus. Bosnians who want a single integrated state worry that the Serb members of the presidency could paralyze the central government by refusing to participate in the joint presidency. Throughout the recent election campaign, Serb leaders declared they had no intention of allowing their entity to become part of a greater Bosnian state. But most diplomats here think such statements were campaign rhetoric, and they predict that the Serbs will agree to participate in joint Bosnia-wide institutions. Once it's functioning, the joint presidency will have exclusive authority over Bosnia's international relations. John Kornblum argues the Serb leaders will decide it's to their advantage to take their place in the collective presidency.
The only way that the Republika Srpska can have their interests represented in foreign countries, in the UN, in the international financial institutions, in embassies overseas, is through this common structure. And so I think, again, there may be some hesitation at the beginning, but they will, I think, see that this is clearly in their interest.
There is one clue to the Serbs' intention. Momcilo Krajisnik, the most powerful politician in the Serb Republic, chose to run for the Serb seat on the collective presidency. Diplomats here view Krajisnik as a clever man, and they say he wouldn't have gone for the presidency position if he didn't intend to make the most of it. I'm Tom Jelton in Sarajevo.